The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. And today I have the privilege of speaking with James Barnett, who is the president of Dayspring. And I'm sure almost all of you are very familiar with Dayspring. James, welcome. It's a privilege to have you on the program.
Well, thank you for hosting me today. I'm excited to be here.
Well, it is my delight. Give me just a little of your personal history with Dayspring.
Well, I was a young college student and met the founders of Dayspring some 40 years ago, and was inspired just by their vision and their heart to do what they could in their generation to make Christ known and do that integrating business and ministry together. And that inspired me as a young man, and I asked to join them to do some work and with them in a project through school. And I ended up asking them for a full-time job when I graduated with my MBA at the University of Arkansas. And then said, if I work with you a little while, that'd be great. And here I am 38 years later, still going.
Wow. And what is the when did the connection with Hallmark begin?
That was 20 years ago. A number of years after I joined them, our founders chose to become a part of another company, and then that company in 1999 sold us to Hallmark, and we became part of them 20 years ago last month. And it's been just a great, great relationship. Hallmark has given us great autonomy to do, continue to do what we do here at Dayspring well, and yet has allowed us to reach so many more consumers because of their marketplace presence and obviously the best-known greeting card and print brand in the world is Hallmark, and Dayspring is the best-known Christian greeting card and gift company in the world, so it's been a great fit.
Well, I am greatly embarrassed to admit to you that I did not know until recently that Dayspring was actually a subsidiary of Hallmark. I didn't know that.
Well, it's something that probably a lot of people don't know, and maybe this is a way we tell that story. But we're just so grateful that it's been a great partnership and a great way for us to continue to reach consumers, because you know we all know especially the last 20 years the change in the consumer activity and how she shops has changed dramatically, and it gives us great ways to reach her through multiple ways.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think another thing that I'm aware of but not completely aware of, and I'm sure many of our listeners are not, when we think of Dayspring, we think of greeting cards. But you offer many, many other Christian resources as well, correct?
We sure do, and I think that's a great segue. You know, we were actually founded by our founders in the first 10 years. They never even had the idea of a greeting card. They were doing printed materials and tracks and tabletop things and stickers and things along that line, and it was after basically 10 years that they met a gentleman named Roy Lesson and Russ Flint, and added the idea of a greeting card as a way to share the love of Jesus. And it was something that people would also pay for, and they could engage in the business side of that. And so that began in the 70s and continued in the 80s and 90s. But, you know, as Hallmark and Dayspring, as we work together, Dayspring, the last 20 years, we've added, obviously, a stationery and we do planners and calendars and many, many gifts that we do, and fashion and accessories and books and journals. We have a lot of different products that we have to really, what we would say is a trusted Christian resource. That's what we try to be, is not just a Christian greeting card company, which we are, but we really are a trusted Christian resource. When you really have a need to grow, connect, and celebrate life, we want to be that solution for her at that time of need.
Well, and I receive your Dayspring emails, and today you're featuring journaling tools, how to journal in your Bible reading, which I think is just incredibly important. So, again, I think that expresses the diversity of the ministries and the materials that are available through Dayspring.
Well, you know, we actually launched a Bible here this last year called the Illustrating Bible, and then we also partnered with Broadman and Holman and introduced the Encourage Bible this last year. So that's the first time we've entered the Bible market, and again, it's the journaling Bible, the Illustrating Bible is really a journaling Bible that really you have an opportunity to express your creativity as you're reading, and as God speaks to you. So it's another resource that we're offering to the consumer, and the opportunity for her, and obviously sometimes him. We love him. We want to see him engage, but we know that she has been our primary target that we are marketing to.
Well, I noticed that you mentioned she a lot, but you're not excluding men, correct?
Not at all. We have a lot of great products that men not only purchase, but are engaged with and continue to do that. But again, our primary target, because of who spends the most money in most households, that's been our target. And she is also tends to be the one that's a little better at giving and a little better at expressing the love of Jesus. Some of us men aren't quite as good at that, but we have to continue to work at it. We get a lot of encouragement.
Well, that is for sure. We've talked a lot about the resources. What is the best way for our listeners to discover the resources that are available through Dayspring?
Well, you know, we're available at about 45,000 retailers across the country, and primarily anywhere Hallmark product is sold, Dayspring is there also in many of the product selections, but we're, you know, obviously Christian retail stores. Hobby Lobby has a full selection of our products. Mardell Christian stores, many places at Walmart, again, where Hallmark is, and some of the other Walmarts carry our products. And then Dayspring.com is a big place that has continued to grow and expand and our reach. And so you can just put in Dayspring.com and you can see a full selection of the products and the things that we do, and sign up for our email, and like you say, get encouraged and blessed through the emails that come out.
You know, we obviously are seeing the explosion of social media, and a lot of the print media is kind of fading away. Daily newspapers, there is the prediction of their demise, but it looks like greeting cards are still very much alive and very well. Do you see a bright future for the greeting cards?
You know, we do. We've actually really, you know, you think about in the early 2000s when e-cards became a huge phenomenon that, in fact, we were approaching 20 million e-cards being sent in 2004 and 5 and 6. And then, of course, we've seen Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and so many other things come along. But what we have seen in the last even 3 or 4 years is people, you know, they're inundated with a lot of happy birthdays on Facebook or whatever, but it's just not the same. And we have gotten almost a lot of pushback from the consumer to say, hey, if you don't want to send a paper card, then don't send me something. Or if you don't want to do that, you know, that doesn't have the same meaning. And so we've seen a re-engagement by the generation, because, you know, people have, you know, hundreds and hundreds of friends, but they really don't have true relationship at a depth level. And so we've seen that continue to grow. But the greeting card business is still, you know, a solid, solid business. And the generations, as they, you know, grow into their more higher relationship and families, as they move into their 30s and 40s engage in the category.
Yeah.
So we're very grateful.
Well, James, I knew our time would go very quickly. We've been talking with James Barnett, who is the president of Dayspring, a subsidiary of Hallmark Cards. And James, I am so grateful for the work that you're doing to spread God's love, not only through the greeting cards, but the many, many resources. And I hope that our listeners will take advantage of them in their local Hallmark gift store, but also at dayspring.com, dayspring.com. James Barnett, again, thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome, Bob. Thank you so much.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
I know this is interesting timing. Just before I had the opportunity to talk with the president of Dayspring, I was talking about a new federal report from the Justice Department about the number of federal arrests, or the percentage of federal arrests of non-U.S. citizens. Some shocking, startling statistics. 64% of all federal arrests in 2018 were non-citizens. 64% of all federal arrests in 2018 were non-citizens. And as I mentioned again, many of those were arrested just because they were here illegally. But beyond that, the Justice Department data found that non-citizens accounted for 28% of all federal fraud arrests, 25% of all federal property arrests, and 24% of all federal drug arrests, meaning that we do have a crisis in America. And we hear from the liberal left all the time that crimes committed by non-citizens is not greater than citizens. And this report from the Justice Department certainly contradicts that. But what I, you know, and I was talking before the interview about how an open border policy is neither biblical nor compassionate. The liberal left wants you to believe that a completely open border policy is biblical, and they will give you some obscure verses from the Old Testament about welcoming the stranger, but they never, ever put it into context. Well, in light of that discussion, Fox News has just broken this story. Quote, the Department of Homeland Security has barred Democratic staffers from the House Oversight Committee from visiting customs and border protection facilities at the U.S.-Mexico border as part of a planned trip this week after committee staff allegedly were, quote, disruptive and refused to follow instructions during their last trip. Committee Chairman Elijah Cummings had sent his staff to visit border facilities for, quote, oversight inspections last week and planned to send staff again to view Immigration and Customs Enforcement and CBP, that is, again, Customs and Border Protection facilities. But the Department of Homeland Security has said, no, last time you were here, you were rude, you were disruptive, you failed to follow rules, and we can't allow you to visit again. They said, in part, due to the operational burden placed on the field by their refusal to comply with instruction during last week's trip, the CBP pulled the trip in which more site visits were to take place this week, a senior DHS official said. DHS, Department of Homeland Security, communicated to the committee that due to their conduct, CBP could not support visits from the committee this week. Of course, the Democrats on the committee are saying, well, it's just because they were seeing things that they didn't want us to see. So this is the latest in the battle between the Department of Homeland Security and Democrats on this committee. Interesting. It's fascinating to see the vastly different reports from Republicans, Democrats, conservatives, and liberals as to what's happening in these detention camps down on the U.S. border. But anyway, this is going to ignite a firestorm with Elijah Cummings because he is the chairman of the House Oversight Committee. And the Department of Homeland Security says, nope, your staff can't come. They're too disruptive. They won't follow rules. They were rude. They interfered with what we were trying to do. They were rude to officers. No. If they're not going to follow the rules, if they're going to be rude, if they're going to treat our staff in a rude manner, you can't visit. Interesting. Interesting. Hey, just very quick before the break, the battle continues in Missouri over their heartbeat bill. The heartbeat bill is to take effect, I believe, next Wednesday. Planned Parenthood and the American Civil Liberties Union are arguing their case this coming Monday in front of Judge Howard Sachs in the U.S. District Court of the Western District of Missouri, trying to block the implementation of Missouri's heartbeat bill. So arguments on Monday, because the law is supposed to take effect a week from today. The ACLU and Planned Parenthood are arguing patients will be prevented from attaining abortion care entirely and so on and so on and so on. Well, if a heartbeat is detected, an abortion could not be performed in the state of Missouri. By the way, the state of Missouri only has one abortion clinic left, and it is the goal of pro-lifers in Missouri to shut down that facility. And if this law takes effect on Wednesday, for all practical purposes, abortion will end in the state of Missouri. My prediction, a federal judge will issue an injunction. They have in all the other states that have passed heartbeat bills. I expect it in Missouri as well. We'll keep an eye on that.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.